using cover crops to deal with excessive weed seeds in a seed bank in the orchard. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Steve Herring is a PhD student at UC Davis working on cover crops. He said cover crops can push back some of those weed seeds that are emerging from the orchard soil.
Yeah, it's a real challenge, I think, because a lot of times there's so many more seeds in the seed bank than what actually emerges every year. So it takes some repeated effort, I think, and management over several years in order to actually make progress towards reducing the weed seed bank.
Herring said cover crops are certainly a tool.
Just with the timing of when things are used, when we can actually plant cover crops in California orchards, a lot of times it would take a lot of years of cover crop planting in order to actually affect how many seeds are added into the seed bank, how many weed seeds are actually in the soil. And a lot of times I'm thinking about cover crops really affecting weed emergence. So what is these processes that are going on when seeds are germinating out of the soil seed bank. So it's kind of like a deposit and withdrawal system, and cover crops are really, you know, affecting how weeds are withdrawing themselves out of the bank, you know.
And Herring said that the cover crops can often shade out the weeds coming up, which suppresses them. For the Ag Information Network, this is Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report.